On New Year's Eve, 1 year ago today, officials at the World Health Organization first learned about a cluster of mysterious pneumonia cases in Wuhan, China. The cause, of course, would turn out to be the coronavirus that has now killed more than 1.8 million people across the planet. As NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports, it took many more weeks for officials to fully grasp the threat.
The first inklings of the brewing pandemic came almost as a whisper. It was December 31st of 2019. WHO officials say staff in their China country office noticed a press release from Wuhan's health commission mentioning a viral pneumonia circulating there. Health officials in Hong Kong, who had their own sources in China, were also pressing the WHO to investigate. 10 days later, Chinese officials informed the WHO of some grim findings. The pneumonia cases were caused by a new type of coronavirus, the same family of pathogen that had sparked previous outbreaks of new deadly diseases such as SARS and MERS. Still, in those early weeks, China had only reported several dozen people infected. And at the WHO's first press conference on the new virus on January 14th, WHO experts such as Maria von Kerkhove were still sounding a reassuring note.
This is not unexpected. This is something that the global community is preparing for, and all of the systems are in place, you know, to activate our plans and to utilize the materials that we developed for SARS, for MERS, and adapt them for the current situation.
What officials didn't know at the time was just how far the virus had already spread beyond China, to Korea, Iran, Italy. By February 25th, only 14 cases had been identified in the United States. But at a press conference, a top official of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Nancy Messonnier, had this stark warning for Americans.
It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
Now, the U.S. ranks highest in the world when it comes to both its total reported case count of 19.7 million infected and more than 342,000 lives lost. Other hard-hit nations include Brazil, with more than 194,000 deaths, India, with 148,000, Mexico, with 124,000, and Italy and the United Kingdom, with more than 70,000 deaths each. In a video message to mark the coming new year, the WHO's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said too many of these deaths were avoidable.
We have seen how divisions in politics and communities feed the virus and foment the crisis.
And he urged the world to do more to ensure people in poor and middle-income countries have equal access to coronavirus vaccines. Going into 2021, said Tedros, the world has a choice. Does it learn the lessons of the past year?
Or do we walk the last miles of this crisis together, helping each other along the way?
The choice, he added, is easy. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.